Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Safari Pedal Show. I'm your host, Abby. If this is your first time here, welcome to the Safari Show Podcast Zoo Crazy Wild Bandwagon. Today is a very exciting day because we have a very cool guest in the Safari Pedal Studio. So everyone, please give a warm safari welcome to All Made Up. Welcome to the show.
Hey.
Thanks for being on.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, who are you?
Wait a minute. Who are you?
I am a bass player and producer. I live in LA. I'm from Southern California. I'm from just a little bit south, a little town called Fullerton, which is where like Fender guitars are from. I grew up playing music and yeah, I write music. I tour with artists. My job is I'm a touring bass player. I just did about a little over a year with the artist Wise Blood. Played with Mayor Hawthorne for a long time, JP Sachs, Conan Gray, other people.
Other people. That's absolutely
the long yeah, one.
Yeah. It's a long list, but to name a few, that's really epic. Since you wear so many hats and like you're a touring bassist, artist, producer, which kind of came first in the chain for you?
I grew up, my parents are musicians, and I grew up playing viola, actually. And then I switched to bass when I was like in my early teens. And I always played in bands. I grew up in like the hardcore scene. So I was like always in like weird, like punk, hardcore, metal bands and like in a writing environment. And then when I went to college, I was like, oh, I'm going to be like serious session musician. And I only play jazz. And then like that died out pretty quick. Yeah. And I was like, I'm going to be like making things. And yeah, that's how I got into production.
What caused you to just start creating your own stuff and all of that?
I guess like, you know, like the honest answer is that I had a bit of like fear from mentors, like, you know, like music academia teaches you that you have to do this like one thing and that like to be great, like you just have to like only do that and you can't have other interests. So I had this like fear that if I did those other things, I would be like taken less seriously. And I think there's like some like something to do with like being a woman too in the industry is how, you know, that is something you want to be taken seriously.
Yeah.
So just have like, I got eventually like got some confidence to be like, oh no, like part of like being a creator is like creating things and collaborating with people, which like is hard to do as like just a bass player.
Like what was your first kind of collaborate, like your first from being kind of like, I want to be a session musician. Like what was your first like creative project?
I had a band for a while, like up until the pandemic. It was a duo and we mostly did like sync projects, like for film and TV. But we grew up together and he was a trumpet player. We went to middle school together and then college together. So we knew each other forever. And it was like balls to the wall, like rock and roll. And that was kind of just like my outlet for creation, like while I was like, you know, working. And then at, like during the pandemic, he moved away. He started having kids. Like I love him, love his kids, love his family. But that was like when I was like, okay, well, like I don't think I want to do this again with somebody else. Cause like that was a very special dynamic that made me feel like, oh, if I'm going to make music for myself, then it has to be like all these things I'm afraid of, like honest and like tell my story. And it also has to be like good.
No pressure.
No pressure.
Kind of moving on to your more artist producer hat. I will say that like when I first heard your music, I was immediately like, there's a vibe here. This is not something I've heard before. Since you are a bassist, I assume maybe your songwriting process is influenced by the bass. And on top of that, I was like, this sounds super unique. So kind of who are your biggest influences in terms of your art, your music?
Thank you. First of all, those are really beautiful compliments. I appreciate that. I guess, yeah, like my writing process is probably more influenced by the way that I learned to play bass rather than bass itself. Like, I always record bass last, just always, which I know is kind of a hot take. But I think because I'm a bass player and I'm usually getting, like, if I'm getting files from people or if I'm going to record for people, like, the song already exists. Unless it's, like, a groove that, like, I hear, like, you know, sometimes you just, like, hear a vibe and you're like, okay, I know, like, what everything needs to be doing. But my musical influences are
the Beach Boys, the Beatles, James Blake, Beyonce, Justin Vernon, Chet Baker, Coltrane.
Every single one.
All of them.
literally all
Glenn
of them.
Glenn Campbell, like, he's in there.
How greatly does bass as your kind of instrument thing, like, influence the harmony and the groove of your songs? Because you did say that you do it last.
The way that I learned to play bass was to, like, listen to the melody and, like, hear the harmony. Like, that's how, like, I learned songs too. It's just, like, learning the melody and then, like, memorizing the root motions, like, underneath it. Like, I don't know, I try to, like, write songs first before I produce them, or, like, at least, like, have some sort of concept. And it doesn't always work that way. Like, I don't know, every song is different, you know. Yeah.
I want to add this in because this is just important for me to know, because you have such a cool production music vibe. One, favorite plugin of all time. It doesn't have to be Safari pedals. You won't be kicked off the show if it's not. And one, your favorite piece of outboard gear, which makes it two. No outboard gear.
Probably 1176, but I don't have it. I don't have one.
In theory.
Oh, behind me? Right. Okay. You're like everything behind you.
I'm like,
bombastic side eye. Criminal offensive side eye.
So outboard, I don't have any. But favorite plug-in? I gotta be honest, the Flamingo Verb is fucking sick. Like, I really love that plugin.
Woo!
That's up there. It's been on everything since I bought it. Yeah, like, literally everything, all of it. Sketch cassette, also up there. I know everybody loves sketch cassette, but that's up there.
I've never heard of that.
It's like a little cassette plugin, like, for saturation and, like, wow. And you, like, you could put it on, like, every channel or, like, Master Bus. It's really sick. $20.
$20? Oh my God. Do you also have a buying plugins issue?
I usually reserve that only for the month of November. I'm like, this is plug-in month.
No reason whatsoever.
Oh wait, one more favorite plugin.
Yes.
Super VHS.
Also don't know it, but we'll check it out.
So sick. Yeah. Very, very dope. Also, like, tapey. But now I have a tape. I just got a 4-track, a cassette 4-track. And so I feel like that's just, like, my entire personality.
You are cassette 4-track.
Yes, I am cassette tape.
Wearing your bassist hat, is there a certain chain that's your go-to for when you record yourself? Like, go-to plugins for bass?
Yeah, I always start, I have a Noble Tube DI. And I always use that and the Origin Effects Kali 76 for bass. So usually I start there. And then I've been really into adding, like, just a little slapback to bass recently. Kind of, like, simplistic in, like, how I want my basses to sound. And it, like, usually, like, the sound is going to mostly come from the bass.
So I definitely realize that I have homework to do, and I will say, producers who are not educated on bass types, also, like, do your homework with me and we'll know more and be better.
That's how I feel about snare drums, girl. Like, I'm like, oh my God, you have so many snare drums. How the hell are we ever going to figure out which one to use?
Okay, I'm going to kind of maybe frame the questions I've asked you in a different way. Everything I kind of asked you, but, like, how is it to be kind of, like, a woman in the industry doing the touring, doing the production, doing the art, your own songs? Like, what's your kind of, what do you got to say on the matter?
You want the tea?
It's hot take time, okay, guys.
Okay, it's hot take time, babe.
Hot take time.
There's definitely challenges. There's a lot of challenges. But I've been very lucky. Like, since I was young, I've been mostly around like the best dudes in the world. Like a few bad apples, but like mostly just like the best ever. So I don't have a lot of like tea. Like, I've definitely had like one-off experiences, and like there's a lot of generalizations that are true, for sure. But I think that especially now, people are really sensitive to that. And if you are like the only woman working, like, people go out of their way to make you feel comfortable. Like, I was on a tour fairly recently, though I actually was the only woman, and there was like, I think it was like almost 100 people on the tour total, and everybody was so cool to me. Like, I felt like if I had been at a bar and somebody said something inappropriate to me, like, they would probably would have got jumped by 100 dudes, you know. When I was like starting and like asking for help and stuff, I never really felt like I was getting different answers like because I was a woman necessarily, or like getting talked to down to like because I'm a woman. I think there's just like a lot of competitiveness in music in general, and sometimes it's just because like everybody's competitive. Everybody wants to be like better and more successful than the other person.
Sometimes it might just be personal.
Sometimes it's personal. Sometimes they just don't like you.
Sometimes it's you.
Sometimes it's you.
This is going to be one of the main reels of this episode.
I know.
Sometimes it might just be you. So to kind of sum up our whole chat, I like to end every convo with asking our amazing guest, for just either a piece of advice you have for the amazing Studio Animal viewers at home, or something that you want to say.
Well, shit, I didn't prepare a statement. I think just like to be yourself, and yeah, just it's like lame, but like be yourself and just like follow your like own North Star, like sonically and like musically, like learn from others, but you can't like be anybody else. Like you're stuck with yourself.
That was great. It's true.
It's true.
I love the way that you dropped that sentence at the end. That was great. But again,
like, it feels so lame. Just like be yourself. But I think that's the truth.
So guys, like, take her advice. She knows a thing or two, that I can say for sure. Maybe one thing or two. Something. A little bit. Thank you to All Made Up for being on the show. This was an epic conversation, and I really appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for bringing the bass.
I was like, do I have a bass here?
It's like,
I don't.
No.
I don't have
Thank
a bass.
Thank you for bringing the bass, in theory.
Yeah,
this is sure. An epic chat.
Bringing a metaphorical base.
Listen, we could be deep if we want to sit and like dive into what that really means.
For sure. Yeah, yeah, we're gonna have to start billing each other hourly if we, you know.
Yeah, this might continue on for sure.
This might continue.
But.